Even as fires were still burning in Rockaway this morning, investigators were searching for the cause of this latest air disaster. By this afternoon, authorities had established an information center and grief counseling operation on the grounds of JFK International Airport. NPR's Rick Carr joins us from that site. Rick, you've heard from various officials today, including New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, New York Governor George Pataki, the chairman of American Airlines parent company, Donald Carty. What have you learned from all that about what actually happened to this plane?
Well, we don't know a whole lot, Robert. We do have reason to believe the aircraft started to come apart before it hit the ground, that two of the engines were found some distance away from where the main fuselage of the aircraft was found, and that a vertical stabilizer was found elsewhere. Earlier in the day, they'd been saying that perhaps the pilot had dumped fuel before the aircraft crashed, dumped that fuel into Jamaica Bay, a watercourse that separates Rockaway from the main part of Long Island and the borough of Queens, but they backed away from that later this afternoon. They said that's going to be up to the National Transportation Safety Board to determine.
Well, what have we learned today from American Airlines about the mechanical condition of the aircraft before takeoff?
Well, the president of American Airlines parent corp, Donald Carty, said that last night the aircraft went through a standard maintenance regime. The only thing that was found wrong with the aircraft was that it needed to have a tire replaced. He said that's pretty much par for the course. We do know that this aircraft is 17 or 18 years old. Carty wasn't exactly sure, but he says that's about a middle-aged aircraft. And he said, as far as he knows, there have been no prior reports of problems with this particular Airbus.
Now, Rick, not surprisingly, in the many interviews we and other news organizations have conducted with eyewitnesses, people who were in Rockaway as the plane went down, from all of those accounts, there have been conflicts. Some people saw the plane on fire. Some people didn't see it on fire. Some people saw the plane intact as it approached the ground. Other people saw it already in pieces. What have authorities been able to do in the way of reconciling these various eyewitness accounts?
Well, earlier this afternoon, when some of us asked Mayor Giuliani about that, he initially answered the question by saying, we believe that the aircraft was not on fire. We believe that parts of the aircraft, as I said earlier, had come off and that the aircraft was coming down not on fire, that there was no explosion. Fire Commissioner Thomas Van Essen tapped him on the shoulder, and a couple minutes later, Mayor Giuliani said, well, we have some conflicting reports on that. Again, that's something that the NTSB crews that are on the ground here are going to have to reconcile as they speak to people and try to find out. There's been some suggestion that perhaps when one of the engine nacelles came off the aircraft, it may have been on fire, and people may have been confused and thought that that was the aircraft itself. But beyond that, we really don't know, and the officials here keep sort of deferring to the NTSB.
And the scene at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at the airport, a scene that sadly has been used for the same purpose in the past?
Yes, TWA Flight 800, the families of the victims of that crash were counseled here. Egypt Air Flight 990, the families of the victims of that crash were here, and Swiss Air Flight 111, likewise. So this is the fourth time that this facility has been used for this purpose. A paramedic said to me earlier today, I don't want to say that we're getting good at this because that sounds terrible, but we've certainly had enough practice that we know how to run a fairly smooth operation. I know that we're being kept some distance away from where the families are coming in to the Ramada Plaza Hotel, but we've seen a steady stream of them all day long, and it's picked up this evening, and paramedics are telling us that that's as people get off work and start to get the news. The final irony is a lot of folks from the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey are here. This is where some of them were counseled in the wake of the terrorist attacks of September 11th, so now they're doing the counseling.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Rick Carr reporting from JFK International Airport.